With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Ellen Telkowski, another conduit into the great city of Salem that I'm really happy to be connecting with. And Ellen, welcome to MSO, and tell me a little bit about your position in Salem, because the city is busy all year round, whether it has to do with tourism or otherwise. So tell me some of the things that you're involved in the city.
Yes, it is. I am responsible for Salem's July 4th celebration, which we like to call Esplanade North. We have a 40-piece orchestra and fireworks at Derby Wharf every July 4th. I also manage Salem's Heritage Days, which has been in existence for, I would say, probably at least 60 years. And it's a week-long celebration with all kinds of different events. I also am in charge of the logistics for Salem's Haunted Happenings. just a little thing I do in October.
But, yeah. Jeez.
I'm also the director of the Salem Film Office. I do a lot of the larger mayoral inaugural events, our swearing-ins of our police chiefs and our fire chiefs. I do some DPW projects, setting up street sweeping schedules. I do some work with them during snow emergencies. So it's all over the place, and there's never a dull moment here in Salem.
Oh, that's for sure. And I'm just wondering about your creativity. I mean, is this something that you've picked up along the way or that you wanted to do as a youngster? Because there's so much that you just talked about that we could talk with any of those things for an hour or so. But tell me about the creative process that you're dealing with here.
Well, actually, interesting. I've actually been employed with the city of Salem for 40 years, but some of the things that I do know are actually things that I grew up with and that my father was involved with, and, because he was very in tune with Salem. He loved it, and he did a lot of community service work. And, you know, I remember going to Heritage Days when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. So, you know, Salem is special to me. You know, I've been a resident, and I was lived here as my father before me and his father. So there's a long history of Telkowski's in Salem.
I don't think it's hyperbole to say that Salem is special to not only to you, but also to the North Shore, and dare I say to the country. It's a very special place. And I remember when I used to work at WESX, we used to cover the Heritage Days events, and one of the things I had to do very early on when I first got hired there as a youngster was to go at the old Litwin Motors property, Litwin Motors, and we had this. We sat in a truck there, and we actually covered the parade, one of the parades, on radio, and I thought that was so fascinating. Norm Durkee helped me figure that out, but it was part mm-hmm. of it was just an amazing event, and then it morphed into Haunted Happenings, and then it was the Salem Christmas Parade, and it just goes year round. So mm-hmm. and that's the other thing, you are involved year round in projects, is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's go to what really grabbed my eyesight today on a press release out of the city, and it has to do with something called September Salem Days. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, absolutely. We have a trust in Salem, the Norman Reed Charitable Trust, and it is there is funds set aside for our schools, and they give an amazing amount of money to our school system. And in 2009, one of the trustees wanted to do something for all of Salem, all Salem residents. And they came up with an idea to give free admission to, it started at the Museum of Science in Boston, and we did that for several years. And then we added the New England Aquarium. So for a few years, we went to the New England Aquarium. And this year, we thought of doing the Topsail Fair. And hopefully we'll get a great response, and people will be able to enjoy the fair and learn about agriculture, which is the mission of the Essex Agricultural Society mm-hmm. that runs the fair.
Well, we're
really excited to have this new event.
We're going to post all the information about that in terms of the Salem residents getting free tickets. And I think it's just amazing. As a teacher in Gloucester, I was always thrilled to be able to get discount tickets to the Topsfield Fair. But this goes even beyond mm-hmm. that. And it's a wonderful thing that the Norman Reed Charitable Foundation has set up. Can you tell me a little bit about Norman Reed?
I am not a great historian,
mm-hmm.
so I cannot shed that much light other than the information that I put in the press release. I do know the Reed Trust has been around for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, actually, as a child, going to the Reed Fund picnic at the end of the school year.
Mm.
So that was quite a long time ago. They have quite a long history in Salem.
Okay, now let me ask you one more thing about what your role is, because I'm just thrilled at this, and thanks for taking the time, Ellen. This is fascinating. Haunted happenings. I mean, I know that you haven't started working on it yet, but I imagine you will.
Yeah, that usually starts November 1st of every year.
mm-hmm.
And this is my 20th year, actually.
Are there any special preparations this year different from years past? Because I know during COVID, I remember when Mayor right. Driscoll was telling us, stay out, stay away. Mm-hmm, and then you got to go back in. And it mm-hmm. has been it's been an evolution, and it's nationally known. So anything you want to mention about haunted yeah. happenings? Because actually, it kind of really starts in September with some people.
It does. It basically starts towards the end of September. We have a food truck festival that leads up to our October events. I will say, take the train. Do not drive into Salem. Take public transportation. There's lots of things to do when you get here, but you need to plan your trip also. Make sure you go online and have reservations in places, because things sell out very, very quickly.
Great advice, and enjoy the weather. Ellen, so happy to meet you, and I hope we can talk again here soon, maybe a little bit later on, about haunted happenings.
Great. That'd be wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Be well, and we'll talk again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. That is Ellen Talkowski, who is the Special Projects Coordinator in the City of Salem. Not silly of Salem, but the City of Salem. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.